Let's hear some thoughts. From infinite Zoom calls to drones for site visits, out-of-the-box solutions have been used to compensate for the impossibility to meet in person. Some venture capitalists believe that these changes have made some processes more efficient and that they are here to stay. What is still to be clarified is whether the benefits of remote work, such as avoiding X-hour flights with all the related costs, outweigh the drawbacks. An article from the FT features some interesting comments on this topic. Philip Beck, an angel investor in Beijing, noted that even after the easing lockdowns measures, they still preferred video calls, as he explained, due diligence is 25% quicker. On the other hand, Niccolo Manzoni from Five Seasons Ventures proposes a more conservative view. We are not going to invest in a company without meeting the team directly. The deals we are closing are conversations which started earlier. According to a KPMG report, the global VC investment volume sank by $4 billion to $61 billion in Q1 2020 compared to the previous quarter. As for the global VC deals, they declined by 27%, falling from 5,820 deals in Q4 2019 to 4,260 in Q1 2020. The report highlights that the number of VC deals has not been this low since Q3 2013. The outlook for Q2 2020 will not be this peachy. We probably need to wait for it in order to fully understand its global impact, as the venture capital workflow is oftentimes laggy, and rounds and deals are disclosed months after being closed. New needs are arising, and technology is there to back them up. With the rise of VR and robotics, a future where investors could meticulously evaluate the quality of a plant while being on the other side of the globe does not seem too futuristic now. Although there are many disagreements on whether this situation has provided more benefits or not, investors seem to agree that opportunities have emerged. By cutting the distance between VCs and startups, the global footprints can be expanded with investments that are not any more restricted by geographical boundaries. In particular, startups that are not located in important VC hubs can now fight for their shares of investments harder than before.